I've been working on a project for 13 years, and that's the main thing I need to finish now. It's my Mount Everest.
Pam Holland is recreating the Biotapestry, an embroidery panel made in 1066. The panel depicts 50 scenes recounting the Battle of Hastings, which led to the Norman conquest of England. According to the Texas Quilt Museum, the textile was the only readily available record depicting the battle that led to the writing of the Magna Carta, the first document to establish the rights of people to be governed by law rather than kings or lords.
It's the eighth most important textile artwork in the world, and I decided to create it in quilt form. So it looks almost identical, but it's quilt. And it's 236 foot long, and I have to finish it soon.
It is also around 3 foot tall, says Holland, and she's three quarters of the way finished with the replica. Already, notable museums have contacted her to share the piece once it's finished. Holland was introduced to the Biotapestry somewhat serendipitously through another piece of work that also involves a battle.
A quilt that was made in the war by German soldiers in 1776, actually, made the quilt from the uniforms of their deceased comrades, and it's incredibly intricate. And I saw it in a book, and I absolutely loved it, and decided I would recreate that.
Holland's award-winning quilt is called 1776, Heartache, Heritage, and Happiness, a piece dedicated to an invasion of Bohemia by Prussian soldiers, not the American Revolution. Both of Holland's quilting projects were discovered while she was turning the pages of a book. Holland believes her discovery of both pieces may have been driven by something deeper.
With the original quilt, the 1776 quilt, I found out that my family had come from the very village that that quilt was made in. I didn't know of the connection until I'd finished it. In the Bayeux Tapestry, I find, after beginning it, that my great-great-aunt, Elizabeth Wardle, made one in Britain in 1864. Honestly, I didn't know until I did the research. Something's telling me that I have to do it.
The stories told through the fibers Holland sews today are inexplicably interwoven with her past. Now, with goosebumps lining her arms, she says she has to get back to work on the Biotapestry. I'm Nicole Irwin in Paducah.